Here's the shock I'm going to give you. The Bills have been generating pressure for years. We have them fifth in pressure rate last year. Now, maybe they're doing it more through scheme, and now it's a different scheme. You know, Leonard does it differently than McDermott did it. But, yeah, they have actually had reasonable pressure. They've been average on sacks and good on pressure rate, despite the fact that they haven't had the guy.
Aaron Schatz with us just a short bit ago from FTN Fantasy. The FTN Football Almanac is out, an annual production of his. He, like many, expect the Bills to be good in 2026. He's calling it.
Despite whatever they're going to wear.
Despite their clothes.
Whenever they're going to wear, whatever they're going to wear.
Have you thought at all, talking about this uniform and reading about it today and hearing reactions, that you might have been surprised to like it? Not based on once you found out what it was going to look like, but just there's a part of me that just I feel like with this kind of thing, I might be hard to impress. And I might think it's, well, I really don't, but you know, people calling in talking about, why didn't they just do this? Well, whatever that question was, there's an answer to it. They didn't use your idea. And I think this is going over pretty badly today, but I mean, new stuff. Can I get away with this? At the same time, I have no problem with a team's decision to trick up their look. I mean, They're going to sell it. Why not make it? I'm not such a traditionalist that they all have to look like the original six in hockey every night. But I also think, you know, careful if you're messing with a good thing. I mean, the Bills have a classic look that has served them very well for decades. You know, this isn't a green jersey. This isn't complete diversion. As we read from their release, it is what was it again? It's an already utilized brand color.
Correct. Yeah.
I hate that so much. I feel like now I wish I just not remembered it. But anyway, I mean, it's different. And that is riskier, you know, than just,
yes,
why didn't they just wear the throwback colors?
It's not that different. I'm just to restate here, I don't know, you know, get the conversation going again. Calls are welcomed at 803-0550 if you want to voice your opinion about this. Nothing about the jersey being revealed today was surprising or jarring because we'd seen it. And I had a half of a percent chance that the whole leak was a ruse and they were going to show us something completely different today. Like there was some chance at 9:30, I was on Twitter waiting. Because I wanted to see, like, is it going to be the thing that I think it's going to be? Or did they just, you know, get everybody mad and here comes, like, the Bruce Smith uniforms or something? Like, I had a little bit of curiosity. I doubted it severely, thus the half of 1% chance or 1% chance that I was willing to give it. The stuff itself, I'm not mad that they didn't go back to the 90s. I'm not mad that they didn't go with a red helmet. I'm not, like, none of that is, to me, offensive. You are living in a, you know, in a new era. You're going into a new stadium. I definitely respect the effort to do something different. And this is not, to me, I would not use the word, the helmet will take a lot of getting used to. But I don't consider the jersey and the pant, like the uniform itself, an abomination or anything that strong at all. I wouldn't say I love it. It's not my favorite gear that they'll ever wear, but it's not offensive to me. The helmet is jarring, and the helmet doesn't really work with the style of what they came up with. And that's the part that I'm having a hard time from a just purely aesthetic standpoint. My bigger issue was I'd be better off not having read the descriptions and watched the video that just goes so hard at, you know, our blue collar heritage. That just doesn't feel like the time to lean into that when you're moving into a new multi-billion dollar home that costs more than ever. for people to go to. The timing's just weird.
You could have leaned into like the rich people. How about a team finally acknowledging the rich people?
Thank God you people could pay for all this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you're never going to see that.
No.
Just, you know, different is what it's what happens. You know, change is, it's all, you can't fight it too hard, waste your life just fighting against change. But I was watching the Twins recently, the Minnesota, you heard of them? The Minnesota Twins. And I did not ever, I'd never seen them in this new alternate uniform of theirs. And the hat looks like the Marlins to me. It's like black with sort of an M that's shaped like the Marlins M. And
I've seen this and was also, you know, confused is maybe strong, but just like, what's going on there?
And I have seen the Twins somehow like four times in the last month or so. And every time I see them and they're wearing that uniform, I think I'm watching the Marlins. Like it does. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I think you want to avoid, looking like a certain other team.
Right.
But.
And does this not have some Lions-y vibes here, the gray?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The Bills are going to have blue socks. The Lions have gray socks and their gray uniforms. I think they're both really ugly. But, you know, I'm just one person. So I texted Matt Collar at the time, was watching the Twins, like, you know, did the Twins really want to look like the Marlins? Is that a thing that you would respect if they did? Like, why would you want to look like the Marlins? Just, you know, the hat at least. And he said the simple thing, you know, like we're talking – You pretty much, when you get it right, don't mess with it.
Right.
You think about Kirby Puckett running the bases in the Metrodome after that home run against the Braves. Like, there's your uniform, Twins. And I know you want to sell other ones, but right. Really, right. It's okay to look like that. You know, you don't have to try so hard. And the Bills have a uniform like that where they're immediately recognizable with the helmet. I mean, they're immediately recognizable.
Yeah. And that always is a pull. Really, I think... It doesn't matter what age you are. Whatever the thing they were wearing, we went through this with the return of the black and red with the Sabres, because a generation of people, we were working with many of them at the time, they grew up with those, so though they feel as attached to the black and red as we did when we fell in love with the Sabres when we were eight, because they were wearing blue and gold. And so... everything becomes like can be new again or even welcome back and lauded because some part of the fan base is going to identify with it. That's always going to happen. So I don't need everything to be a revamp or like any kind of a refreshing of the classics. Strive to do something new. That's fine. And as much as there's all this noise about this today and maybe for the foreseeable future, I bet they sell a crap ton of this stuff. They always do. The team is going to wear it. I mean, I don't know how sales for the Winter Soldier stuff went last year, the white stuff they wore against New England. But I know what most of the pushback I ever saw about that was after they lost New England in it. And then it became, don't ever wear these again. Whereas if they had beaten New England that day, in some way, shape, or form, we would have loved them.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, again.
I like those uniforms.
Me too. This is not, an across the board. I'm making generalizations, obviously, that don't apply to every single person. But mostly, I think that shapes a lot of it. So what? There's all this pushback. That will make a certain kind of fan want to buy it and wear it all the more. Like, shut up, you complainers. You complain about, I'm fine. You've got the wording. I've got the messaging overall with the blue collar stuff. Yeah, I'm always going to find a crack in there to complain. And if you want people like us to shut up, a way that you will... I think display that is buying this stuff.
Yeah, but we never do. Just know that.
Right.
Out there, if you're that guy.
No, you
can't, we never do.
You can't win.
We're never going to shut up.
You can't win. You're not going to be. But, you know, until they pull us out of here by our hair.
And somebody else will do the same thing.
Somebody else will be in here doing the same damn thing.
It's a prerequisite.
It's just how it goes. But but look, I'm not complaining just to complain. I'm telling you my honest reaction to that video and the wording and the leaning into the blue collar stuff at this moment in time for the franchise just felt, it just didn't land well on me. I'm just one dude, and I happen to have a microphone.
Here's Tom with us. Hi, Tom. Tom? No. Jason instead. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Jason. Thank you.
Hey, Bulldog, I totally agree, man. I looked at my phone this morning. I'm getting all these texts from my boys, and they're saying something big's happening. I'm thinking it's got to be a trade or a player. And then I get the text with all the things. It's a New Jersey concept, and I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts. I don't get it. And I don't know, and I was talking to people afterwards, is it a concept because of the color of the new stadium? Is it something that they were thinking about, you know, maybe going forward? You know, the Jets, obviously, they just released their new helmets, whatever, this year. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on it. Do we get the concept, and do you guys think that this is going to be moving forward in the next couple of years? Thanks so much, guys.
I would think that they're not a one-year alternate, but depends how popular they are. Do I get, like, the Nickel City? It's called the Nickel City uniform. Why is Buffalo the Nickel City? Because 100 years ago, there were nickels with
buffaloes on them, bisons on
right.
them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't anything specific to this place, but there were nickels with buffalo, and that was the Buffalo Nickel, and then we were the Nickel City, I guess. You know, that's where Bulldog's, you know, reaction to this, I think, really sort of fits, is if it's a particular extra effort to play up blue-collar traditions and workers and all of that, and sort of like a gray uniform is supposed to align with that. You know, to me, that just seems pretty cheap. And okay, we're the Nickel City because there was a buffalo on a nickel. I mean, no buffalo has ever even been to Western New York. No real one. Statues, I guess, now, but no buffalo has ever roamed this part of the world, to my knowledge. I mean, I've never seen one. You think you're looking at me like maybe I think I'm wrong?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm just waiting to say.
We're Buffalo because it's a beautiful river.
I see them every day at the zoo, but you know.
Okay. All right. Well, does the zoo count? Fine.
Yeah, but they're not. No, they're not. They're not roaming along the interstate like they would be in Wyoming.
No. Yeah. Exactly.
Is that what you were going for? Yeah.
Yes, Buffalo is Buffalo. It's a beautiful river. That's history lessons today. Maybe I need a couple. Sal's coming up at 5. Camp starts tomorrow. The players report anyway. Practice, first practice is Wednesday. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. This is WGR.